Hello and welcome back to the podcast We Are Selling, brought to you by Realtair, the home of pitch, sign and sell. My name's Lee Woodward, your coach and host, and the author of The Complete Salesperson. Today's interview features Ingrid Medlicott of Giddos Real Estate on the central coast of New South Wales. Principal and director of the company is Mr. Stephen Giddos, very famous agent within the acreages and lifestyle properties servicing the Central Coast for many, many years. Today's recording features Ingrid as she takes us through her prospecting sequence that she has mastered. Stephen and Ingrid have worked together for many years and had great results. However, Ingrid has now stepped out to do the area herself. She has already hired an assistant and is ready to further progress her results in the area as the lead agent. And we welcome her into the studio. Ingrid, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lee.
Take us into 2012. You're sitting in the Complete Salesperson course. I've delivered the importance of the anniversary of the house and making that a prospecting system. What did you do?
Okay, so you had said you've got your clients, and I don't know that the words were used back then, but predominantly what people did for prospecting was the good old DL drop, which is now known as the spray and pray. And the concept was, these are your clients, these are your raving fans, you need to nurture and maintain them. And so that was how it started, by putting all of the previous sales done for these lifestyle properties into the system, not as the sale date, but as the settlement date, because, you know, the settlement could have been 3, 6, 9 months before they moved in. So from that settlement date, getting that into our system to acknowledge that property anniversary.
And just for our listener, because a lot of people think, oh, I do anniversaries of my properties. This is not your properties. This is all properties of your area. So those settlements, some would be yours, most wouldn't. And you're doing it in the month of the settlement. You've got all that data out of the portal style data, meaning where we get the recent sales from, but it's gone into your own CRM. You've put these records in because you're running service area, meaning the house is the main record and it's settlement, and then the purchaser who bought the home is the new vendor, but they're just the relationship to that record. Are we on the right track so far?
Yes, so it started off with just the sales that Giddos had started. So Giddos had been other businesses shortly before I joined the business. So I added to a client base the settlement of all of Giddos' sales in these lifestyle properties. But then over a couple of years, I managed to add to our CRM every single sale. And it was as they were occurring and then going through gradually, street by street, getting all those historical records.
Now, these big, massive properties with their gates and long driveways, I just want to make it known to our listener that you door knock these when you go through, Ingrid. But that's what we might do now, is look at your sequence of how you step that out, how you manage the month, and how many you're doing in a month.
Okay, so the process has evolved a lot in the time that I've been doing them, which is, you know, give or take 12 years. And I've refined the system, so I won't go back to how I started it. But now, at the end of the month, my spreadsheet is given to me and I go through and check which ones are to get an anniversary. Sometimes if they're just come to market, we won't anniversary them. I'll approve the list. The cards will all be done and I then put them in my box that I keep in the car, and they are all done for each street and they're all colour-coded for each week.
Ingrid, I'm going to jump in there. What's on the printed card, beautiful bit of stationery that you use? What do we got?
Okay, so this one would say, Dear Lee, did you realise it's been 6 years since you've purchased your Lizaro acreage? I hope that you continue to enjoy living on acres as much as I do. Whilst you may not be considering selling at this time, are you curious to know what your property is currently worth? You may have made significant property improvements, and in addition, the Central Coast acreage market has experienced unprecedented changes in property values over the last few years. As part of my ongoing service and commitment to our clients and community, I'm always happy to provide you with an update or to assist with any real estate needs. Please reach out if I can help.
These are all printed out, dear Lee, dear John, dear, and you've got them in your car.
Yep.
So take us into what's a big month.
January was 134.
So we have 134 cards that need to be delivered. Do you deliver the card and then door knock, or what's the sequence?
Okay, so the sequence is the week of the anniversary, I door knock and I have the card and a little branded gift bag with a local gift, which in our case is Matcham honey, and any other material that I'm distributing at the time, and I door knock with that at that time. Unfortunately, a lot of people ask, well, not a lot, but some people are starting to get gates, so it goes in the letterbox.
Very good. So if we can't get in, we've got the card, we've got the honey, beautiful little jar of honey, the Matcham honey, but you also had in that little bag a gallery of sold acreages. It's just like a stunning, everything you've sold and what people have said, and I think that just gives people the confidence that you specialise in this type of real estate.
Correct. So I, and when I'm dealing with people, whether they're prospective vendors or buyers, I'm always reiterating that I'm walking my talk. I live on acres. I live down the street. I'm vested in this lifestyle and I'm really committed to this really strong community that we predominantly sell in. So that's good.
Now, I think people love that. And you've also got the Facebook community page that you're part of. And anything you have to do on there, or is there a boundary on that one?
So the community are allowed to have one ad per year. I don't advertise at all on that. I'll share rentals if we've got rentals, because our community are constantly asking for, you know, for friends, family that want to be, you know, move into the area. So I don't advertise on that. I will always, I'm a strong contributor because I have a big network of contractors. Predominantly when I'm getting a property ready for market, the spend can be upward from $10,000 to $350,000 to get that property market ready. So I have a very extensive black book, and so that network of contractors, I'm always sharing those because people are always asking for reliable contractors that they can trust, and they would rather have someone that, you know, it's tried and tested. So that's my main contribution on that side.
And vice versa, the trade wouldn't want to do the wrong thing by yourself because you're such a, you know, constant stream of business back into them, and it is community-based. So, now, Ingrid, there's no script or dialogue for you at the door because you know everyone so well. A lot of them get a little bit caught off guard and they think, oh, is that another year already? So take us into the door of this chat that you have, because it's a very natural situation. What happens at the door?
Well, it's usually a greeting, and usually they're quite surprised that another year has gone by, and they'll ask me how many years it has been, and we'll have a bit of a chitty chat about the family or about the market. I usually take my cue from them, that vibe that they're giving as to what they want to know, if they want to know anything. So generally, it's just more social. You don't get very many that are not receptive because you're positive. It's not a hard sell. You're giving them a gift. You're acknowledging something. And it's more that, look, I'm here if you need me to, if you need an update, or if you want any advice on any real estate matters, if it might be an investment or refinancing, you know, market trends, anything like that. It's just very low key. And sometimes I might say, you know, do you know anyone that's thinking of selling, or do you have any family friends that have got any real estate needs that we as a business can help them with, because our team covers so many areas on the Central Coast.
Fantastic. And that's the end of the sequence. Once you've confirmed they're still there, have you ever knocked on the door and it's a different person?
No.
Good, just thought I'd check. Because a lot of agents out there don't do the anniversary, don't get back in front of them, and they keep pumping stuff out for 10 years, but they moved years ago, so they wouldn't know that. How many doors a year are you doing with the anniversaries for these areas?
It's about 700, 750 per year.
Wow. And what I love about this, and the reason I wanted you to come in the studio to chat about it, is you found your little rhythm and groove. So if there's so many settlements in a month, you know how many you have to do. So January was large. What's a lower month?
I think this February month is low, and I think it's like in the early 40s.
And when we look at the return, what sort of return on investment are you getting from this? Is this where most of your business comes from? And at time of recording, how many active listings would you have on the market?
We've got about 13 or 14 at the moment that are either on the market, preparing for market, or about to be photographed.
So this little strategy that you've followed through and consistent on, is it your number one lead source? What's the return for it?
It is absolutely the number one lead source. The listings that I have brought to market this year and am in the process of selling, I don't think any of them we've had to compete for. They've been either a repeat client or they've been through the door knocking. And so in some instances, I might have been working with them for the last couple of years since their, a particular anniversary point where they've said, right, we're going to be getting ready to sell. What do we need to do? What price improvement plan do we need to embark on get that best result?
Very good. And Ingrid, that's such a great story because a lot of people try way too many things and you've got to find something that works. I love the honey, the gift, the soul gallery. But the fact you know every single settlement of your suburbs now, it's not a hit and miss. You don't drive down the street and see a sign pop up that you knew nothing about. So the opportunity ratio for you would be high in the way of, would you have every dwelling or what is the dwellings you don't have?
Every dwelling is in the system. I don't necessarily have a close relationship with every single one because obviously other people have personal relationships and some people get aligned to certain brands. There's been the odd time where I've door knocked and I've, seen a whole pile of mulch because, there's one thing that you know when a property is going to market, there's usually a lot of mulch. Watch the mulch. And you sort of say, you need a market update, and they're, no, but, they may already have an alignment. So, look, it's not foolproof, but over the years, my level of commitment from people that I have established a relationship has increased.
And just for our listener who know all the famous agents in this country, you've got Matt Steinwade, who comes into the Matcham area as well. So they come into town. So just give us an indication for our listeners out there of who you're up against and what you do. But it's the consistency of it. Like the way you're ticking this over and building it up, you've mastered service area because it's a data-driven plan versus, as you said in the start of this interview, you can't just spray and play and pray. You've got to know who they are, what they need and when they need it by. And I think that anniversary cycle, and just again for our listener, this is any anniversary of the property in the area. And we were laughing off air that a lot of people, even though you didn't sell them the property, after a few years of this cycle, they think you did sell them the property.
Yes, I actually wonder how old some of them think I am. Because they might have been there for over 30 years and I'm thinking, God, I wasn't selling when I was a teenager, that's for sure.
Ingrid, excellent information. And just for anyone out there who is thinking, I love this, I'm going to make this my new lead generation plan, the anniversaries of anyone, what advice would you give to them to get this active in their business?
Okay, so firstly, this is a huge commitment in terms of time. To get the system right, you have to have good data. It has to go in and it has to be correct and you have to constantly update it. Every time a property transacts in my core area, our CRM gets updated. Old buyers removed and then once they've settled, new owner details go in. So that part itself is very, very important because, as you said off air, have you ever turned up and the person's not been there? No, that has never happened. I'm quite particular with my data. And now besides RP data, we've also got ID for me.
And how's that been for you, ID for me?
Look, it's good. It's not 100%. Between RP data, ID for me and white pages, you can find stuff. I've got one of my listings that's hopefully being photographed tomorrow. They had three cancellations last week. I door knocked them for their first anniversary, and they said, oh, thank you, that's really lovely, but we're not staying because it's just too big for us. It's just all too much, and we'll be in touch. Gates, couldn't get in, nothing in ID for me, nothing in RP data. And then I white paged their last name, which wasn't common, and through their former address, put all their data together. And it has taken 18 months, but I had to, because I was, you know, popping things in the letterbox. I had no email address, no phone number, but they're coming to market. And so that was, you know, crucial data to get using all of those networks. So it's important to get that right, but it's not for the faint-hearted. I know people that are, you know, last open home or last inspection on a Saturday, and they're out of there, and I don't get home till it's dark, because it's just such a crucial part of my... It's the key part of our prospecting system, and it's just essential to keep it under control. If I don't, if it gets out of control, it sort of does stress me out. But from the first complete salesperson course that I did back with you in 2012, it was you have to become someone's trusted advisor and be their agent before they need an agent. So the process along the years is just being there, answering any real estate questions, giving advice on the sorts of things that will add value to their property when they do come to sell, the things are important to spend money on and the things that are not important to spend money on.
Absolutely amazing. And just for our listener, on a point you made there, so you'll finish the opens on a Saturday and use the rest of that afternoon to drop off stuff because you know it's your best chance of getting them, especially if they're working out of area or they work in the city and this is their retreat. If they're, and I know I don't say that as it's a weekender, but there is a lot of people that work in the city that love that country lifestyle. And you've actually attracted a lot of doctors and surgeons to the area who want that style. And actually, that's a final point. When you guys go to market these properties, your inspection booklets are stunning. You're using the digital inspections as well. The detail that you go to, it's a specification of the property. But then you go into this Facebook target marketing of surgeons in the eastern suburbs. How's that all been for you?
So it's going well. We have had a few properties that we've directly traced to social media marketing. What we do know is when we do our social medias through realestate.com and domain.com and then through our third-party provider, that our inquiry level and property interaction definitely increase a great deal when that's all happening. So it's like when, you know, back in the day when they'd say, oh, I don't know if I really want a signboard, but you don't know where your business is going to come from. So is it your online? Is it your social media? Is it your signboard? It's all of those things. And, you know, in addition, we've got this one we have at the moment, which is...
Is that the Sandstone Cottage one? I saw that. I love Sandstone, by the way. Big Sandstone fan. Stunning homestead.
It is. So that home was handcrafted over a six-year period by our client, and it's been made completely from recycled materials. So it is rather unique. So we're having to really work hard. We did have an offer earlier on, wasn't quite where the client would like it to have been. So we're sort of working through all the different avenues, but that's going to have a two-page feature coming up in Coast Magazine, which is going to be a real pivoting point because it's not necessarily someone that's looking for a house in that location. It's going to be someone that's looking for this type of property.
I saw that and I thought, what a recording studio that would be.
Yeah. The stunning property in Sandstone's beautiful for it.
If you've got the checkbook, Lee.
Yeah. I've just redone my studio, so all good. But Ingrid, great segment today. And when I was in the office just doing some coaching for you guys recently and you and I got chatting, but we've spoke about this a few times and I thought, that's it. I'm going to get you in and we're going to explain this once and for all. But congratulations on all your results and thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.